This is Saturday, May 20th, 8 p.m. Glow in the Dark meeting, and I'd like right now to introduce our speaker, Alex from Pasadena.
My name is Alex, and I'm an addict. Welcome. I'd like to welcome you to an NA meeting. We have them all over the place. If you don't get the message here, hopefully you get it somewhere else. They have a message out here at the other end of the park. I just parked over there accidentally, and so if we don't fix you, maybe they'll fix you. Also, it's nice to be in an air-conditioned room in Bakersfield. I thank you. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. I'd like to thank Mike for coming. What are we doing? Coming up from Pasadena to the lovely city here. And you know what? It's NA. It's all over the place. We have it in Los. We have it in Mexico tonight. And TJ, we have an English meeting. If you ever want to go to an NA meeting and you're bored with the heat here, you can go to TJ on a Saturday night. Take the old lady over there. Marry her, maybe. Make her legal. You know. Well, it's all right. It's all we need is 30 days. We get tired of you real quick. We get tired of you real quick. And you know what? You get tired of us, too. See, what I realize with relationships, all I want is attention. And what happens behind wanting the attention, I have four kids. And you know what? I wish they would have emphasized it enough about stay away from the opposite sex. Not even when you mutually agree, physical is okay and that's all we want. 18 years later. My clean date is August 24th, 1973, which makes me... which makes me a little bit over 32 years clean, which is, I know, older than some of you have been born, but you know what? What I have is Saturday. Without Saturday, that sucks. All that time does not matter. See, the only thing I hope what happens with 32 years, eventually, you youngsters who want to change NA will make a pension for us old timers. So maybe we could afford to move to Bakersfield and not have to work. I mean, I can't afford L.A., you know, I definitely don't want to work in the fields. I got enough border brothers to compete with out here, boy. And just give me a pension and I'll kick back and, you know, live in a nice hooch and walk the old lady in the heat and eat a hamburger once in a while because I want to be vegetarianly healthy. And I saw that the other day, just a couple of people walking down the street, man, that's what I want. Just to walk with an old lady down the street and be content. For now, what we have, we complain because the air conditioner, or the cars, or she's getting too fat, or his teeth are missing, or this and that. You've only been married 6 months, too, you know. September this year will be my second anniversary where I lost an 18-year-old daughter. And a friend gave me a prayer that I try to remember, and it goes like this: God, take me where you want me to go tonight, Bakersfield. Have me meet who you want me to meet, and I've met some people, and I'm sure I'm going to meet more before I finish. And the one that's really humbling is, give me the words you want me to say, and keep me out of the way. Thank you for what you've given me. Thank you for what you've taken, and thank you for what you've left. And what he left is another Saturday for me to ponder what I want to do. Do I want to hate God for taking my 18-year-old baby, or do I want to love God for allowing me to think about my 18-year-old baby? Because I know if I was using, I would not be thinking about her. Or maybe I would. I would use it for an excuse. The big one I hear a lot is, you know what, I don't know what I would do if I lose my baby. I'll tell you what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stay clean. Because what you are looking for, if you think you're going to get loaded behind mama dying, your baby dying, your old man dying, is you're looking for a reservation. It's a reservation, man. I mean, the idea of me getting loaded was not remote. I just, what am I going to do, man? What am I going to do loaded for my baby? You know, and I miss her. I think about her. She can't argue with me. She can't eat Cheetos. You know, she can't laugh. She can't cry. She can't love anymore. She's gone. God, I guess, wanted my 18-year-old baby more than I needed her, I guess. What's sad is I miss her more now than when she was alive. What I mean by that is I think I appreciate her more now than I did when she was alive, which is sad. And if you got a baby, if you got an old man, if you got an old lady, you know what? Appreciate them. Appreciate them. And I mean, it's easier said than done. I mean, I have a wife that I'm still married to, technically, who, you know what? I cannot get along with. Last night, she left a message on my machine. I wish I'd never known you, married you, and I'm embarrassed that you were my husband. And you know what? That's how she felt about me, because she's angry that she has to deal with our 18-year-old boy. We're from, the family's from Atascadero. That's down the street a bit, and right below, above San Luis Obispo. And Mother's Day, we were over there. I was going to bring my boy back to Pasadena with me, and with the condition that he either go to meetings or go to treatment or go to the streets. And so he partied one on Saturday night, Mother's Day Eve, and he got drunk, and he got a hold of some gasoline, and I guess he wanted to make a bonfire bigger. And what happened is he got burned up, third degree and second degree burns. And we got woke up at 4 in the morning to be told that our son was in an accident. And we had to go to Fresno, California, and we drove all the way to Fresno because you couldn't get no fucking trauma centers in Atascadero, San Luis Obispo. But hey, at least you had a trauma center in Fresno. And I go meet him, and they're giving him morphine because he's in pain. And then we take him to the burn unit, and the burn unit, they start taking out the old skin. It's an interesting thing to see, is to see skin being peeled off because it's no longer good. And he can't feel it as much as probably I do, because I'm tripping out on this, that it looks like a butterfly coming out with new skin, except they won't mess with his hand. They want his hand to be healed by itself. And Mama takes him back home to Atascadero, and I go back to L.A., and the motherfucker went out that night with the boys. My 18-year-old boy was feeling good enough with second and third degree burns to go back out that night, and the bandages got in the way, so he took them off. And so he's been to Fresno twice already, Tuesday and yesterday. And I tried to talk to him last night, and the first thing that Mama said was, "You know, I'm venting. I hope you don't mind me venting. Hey, it's another day. You want 32 years? Get, just show up." What happened was, Mama said, "Our son is hurting real bad. They wouldn't give him any drugs for his pain." And I said, "Good." And I meant good, that he's not on pills, because once he gets on pills, he's a stupid. He acts stupid. And she thought I was belittling him, so she started talking shit, and I hung up on her. And so she left me a nasty message at home. And today I talked to my boy in the morning on the phone, and he's hurting. And I said, "Son, why don't you meditate? Get out of your head right now. I know it hurts. Just get out of your body, man. Women have taught me this about getting out of your body." After a few minutes, he was in a hurry. He said, "Dad, I got to get away. I got to do something mentally." And you know, he wanted to get out of the pain. And then I checked in with him later tonight, and he was with some friends, came over, and I said, "What's going on?" And he says, "I got friends doing barbecue, and they're helping me. I'm not into my head, and they're helping him with his burns." And I don't know what to tell you youngsters other than, it's a trip to see a little Alex on pills. When I was on pills, I can't even imagine what it was like until I saw my boy on dope. You know, scratching and just And he thinks he's okay, and I got to watch his movement because he's going to fall, break something, hurt himself. And God bless my mom. To worry about me with 8 other kids, I mean, God bless her, man. She's a trooper. And then I admire my boy a few weeks earlier trying to put his pants on while he was smoking weed. And I go, what a trip. I kind of was envying him. You know, loaded on weed, trying to put on his pants. It was just a humorous show for me. And here I was, 32 years, admiring my 18-year-old on weed. You know, I go, thank you, N.A., you know. That I could admire it from a distance. And that's what I tell my N.A. family is, you know what, when they ask me about my family, I tell them, you know what, my son is burned right now, getting loaded. My 21-year-old daughter just gave us a granddaughter, 3 months old yesterday. She doesn't want to be a mama. And grandma's got cancer and has got 7 vertebrae that are mashed, and she's got to get a rod put in her. And you know what? I worry about money, and you know what? I try not to worry. And with all that, I still try to keep some separation. I got to keep separation. Because you know what? If I don't, I go cuckoo. I find excuses. I get tired. It's kind of like worrying about Iraq while I'm in Bakersfield. What am I going to do about Iraq? What am I going to do about anything out there? What I wish you could do is learn to focus on right now, because that's all you got. We had a lady with a mutual time clean, Mona, who died in a meeting recently, just a few days ago. Old timer. She just died in a meeting. It was her turn. We don't know, man. We don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. And I hope I'm around long enough where I'm still somewhat enjoying life, an attraction to Narcotics Anonymous. Not one of these guys you have to strap to a wheelchair with spit coming down my mouth. Can't speak no more because I'm old. Can't see anymore. And you ask all you newcomers, do you want what he has? You know, I hope I don't get that senile, that old. You know, I hope I don't have to wear diapers. But you know what? I ain't in charge. I ain't in charge, man. You know, I'm not in charge. I know people who have been blind all their life have been touched by something, and now they could see. I know people who shot themselves in the head and they didn't die. You might pull the trigger, but you're not in charge of the bullet. It's amazing, God. And when I said what I said, I try to think of that when I do the prayer. God, take my will in my life. I know you don't say God. You say, many of us have said. When I say my head is God, take my will in my life. Now, what does that mean? I'm not in charge. You are. And I don't like you. You talk too much. You eat too much. You look better than I do. You have prettier kids than I do. Your car's better. You got a better job. All this bullshit. As my buddy from L.A. says, bullshit. You know, bullshit. And I got to be reminded. I come to meetings to get reminded how lucky I am and how fucked up it could get. You know, I grew up in, I grew up in East L.A., Boyle Heights, they call it, the west side of East L.A., and I got introduced to Pat's Blue Ribbon, Hams, and Brew 102, and Red Mountain, the shit they probably made out here and shipped out there, and now they took it off the market, of course, because it's not good for us. And then I got introduced to marijuana, and this is an interesting flashback, I'm telling you, boy. And then I went to Red's, which is called Second Off for you medical people, and Gorilla Biscuits for you street people. And you know what? I'm so grateful I was not raised in a town where, you know what, if you fall asleep in the sun, you're going to cook. Oh, man, because I passed out many places in L.A. The way you used to find Alex is follow the coffee stains. At the end of the coffee stains, I would be there passed out with a coffee cup on Red's. And I've seen some people in India who've been out in the sun too long, boy. And that, where else are we going to go? We got no homes. Bus stops is all we got. And then from that, I went to high school and got more introduced to the Reds and got kicked out, went to another high school, graduated, went to... I was bored, so I said, let's join the military, or somebody asked me, let's join the military, and I saw this advertisement where I could go to Japan or Tokyo and meet a new culture. And then I was in Vietnam. The next thing I know, I was on my way to Vietnam, and you gave me a machine gun, and I'm sitting in a bunker with a machine gun in my hand, drinking this thing called tiger piss. It was booze with a picture of a tiger, so it might have been tiger piss, but it worked, you know. And I blacked out, and I came to in another location, coming out of a blackout with this machine gun still in my hand, with the safety off, with my finger on the trigger. And what I could have done accidentally is killed your uncle, your father. And we had a football player who chose to go to Iraq and fight for us, where he could have got a million dollar contract. And we killed him accidentally. Our own people killed him accidentally, a football player. And I say that is because that was probably a mistake. And the trip is, we are full of a bunch of fucking mistakes in here. We do a lot of silly things, and it's, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Society is still waiting for Narcotics Anonymous to fail. They're waiting for us to fail. You know, the minute they pull us out of a hijacked, carjacked car and see an NA cap on, they're going to talk bad about us. So when you wear the NA logo proudly, use a little humility, man. Be careful what you're saying, because you represent. You represent. That's why I don't wear any NA logo, because sometimes I say some shitty things to people. You know. And it's not because I'm a mean guy, it's because I get tired of being a nice guy. I realized recently that I do a lot of nice things to cover up a lot of bad feelings still about myself. My self-esteem, and thank you for giving me something to work on. I don't want to act like my shit don't stink around here, right? And that, you know what, I'm not finished using. As long as I'm alive and standing, I might get the idea like one of you have, or might, where, you know what, using is a good option. It happens. It happens on Vicodin. It happens on Norco. It happens on drugs from a doctor. We justify what the doctor is doing for us. And the doctor is on drugs in a treatment center somewhere else who gave you the prescription. Keeping up with the Joneses is bullshit. The Joneses now has a daughter in treatment. The old lady's in divorce court on depression pills. You know, the old man is cheating on his old lady. That's the Joneses now. They've changed. The old days, Mom would get mad at us because she found our stash. Now we're mad at Mom because she's getting into our stash. Times have changed. I came back from Vietnam and I was scared while I was there, so I commenced to continue to drink and take pills and numb, because I was afraid every step I took was going to be a landmine. So I had to get away from that thinking. So that's how I learned to get away from negative thinking, is to get away from negative thinking, man. Distract myself. Get around you and listen to your shit. When I listen to your shit, I'm not too worried about my stuff. When I listen to your joy, I have to be careful because I get envious. And I start, oh, fuck, you don't deserve that new car. What is she doing with him? What is he doing with her? I could be better for her. I mean, what's going on here? I came back and caught me a robbery, and I caught me a few possessions and under the influences, and I wind up going to Chino for observation, and then from Chino they transferred me to Tracy, California, and I was handcuffed to this big old brother, from ex-football player, and the bull for some reason felt necessary for him to tell me that they don't like your kind up north. And I said, I know they don't like my kind up north. That's the way we are in the joint. The blacks, the whites, the Mexicans don't get along with each other. He said, no, the Chicanos up north do not appreciate the Chicanos from down south. And I said, this is a nice time to tell me, man. What am I going to do? I got to go to Tracy, California, and hang around Norteños and find out what's going to happen. So I befriended this brother. Said, I got to know somebody. So we get to Tracy, and they split us up. I mean, this is what you got to look forward to, some of you youngsters, if you haven't already experienced this. They split us up, and about a half hour after we get to Tracy, I see him again. He's a big old ex-football player. He's got mascara on. He's got lipstick on now. He's got his cuff real cute and tucked. And I go, and he says, Alex, and I duck. And all I could think about, if they turned him out, my little brown ass is in trouble. You know, what am I going to do? There's no homeboys. There's no mommy. You can't get me out of this one. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then I was introduced to the joint life, the idea of walking the yard, the idea of listening to an old jazz station called, the DJ used to be called Richard Leos. And that's all we did. We listened to the jazz and fantasized about life. And I learned to be a fantasizer. During the day, my entertainment was to sneak into your cell during break so I could steal your coffee and hope the cell didn't close behind me. How am I going to explain to you what I'm doing in your cell? Probably going to have to put on lipstick. Hey, you know, and thank God I didn't get caught. And, you know, they sent me to another program, and, you know, I did my thing. And what happened eventually was, 73, after more episodes of using, selling, getting into some prostitution, getting into some selling blood, getting told by the state I can't do that because I have malaria from Vietnam. I was shooting heroin, and I got busted. And they sent me to jail, and the jail said, you want to go to this treatment center in Pasadena, or do you want to go back to the board? And I said, I want to go back to the board. Somehow, while I was sitting in the waiting for the board, God gave me the know-it-all, whatever, to say, you know what, let's try this place in Pasadena. Let's try something different. I was 22 years old, and I think I was tired. I wasn't sure I was tired. I thought I was tired. And I went to this facility because I thought I heard women, color TV, and medication. And if you know Impact, it isn't any of that bullshit. You know, it's kind of like a soft approach to attack therapy. It's you don't acknowledge the women, you do chores, you go to meetings, and you work the steps. And what we used then was the big book. That's all we had, except our little white book. And we went to meetings. 6 months later, they kicked me out of this place, and I work there now, which is a trip. And I, you know, I was part of the development of San Gabriel NA, and I got to hang around with our co-founder Jimmy Cannon in the San Fernando Valley, North Hollywood, and run around with Pepe, and met guys like Chuck Skinner and you know, a lot of people like that. My sponsors, the Magdalenos, and behind a couple of guys getting together, Jimmy and some winos, they developed Narcotics Anonymous. And when I got here, it was 20 years old, NA, and I've got to see NA spread around. And it's such a nice trip that I could go to Tijuana and go to a meeting, that I could come to Bakersfield. We got not only a meeting, but we got air conditioning. God, I mean, it is so nice. And I know some of you can't appreciate that because you're not there right now. You're in a bad place. I know you're worried about her and you're worried about him out there. I'm so grateful that I'm not worried about her or him, because I could go there. See, the question I wish you could answer yes is, are you happy? If you ain't, change what you're doing or change who you're with. I would prefer you change what you're doing and not change your partner yet. Because you probably got the best partner you're ever going to have. You keep thinking the grass is greener on the other side. No, no, no. I used to wish I could have your old lady until I hear you 2 years later bitching about her. And glad I didn't get her. And I'm sure she's glad she didn't get me. You know, and what am I supposed to do? I don't know who I am. I think I'm going to go entertain a woman. When all I think I could deal with is physical, and can't even do that, maybe, right? We think we're great. We think we're great. And we might even be great. But what happens after that? Where's the love? Where is the love, man? You know, Van Morrison has a song that I really love that Rod Stewart sings now. It says, "Have I told you lately that I love you?" And if you haven't told your mama, if you haven't told your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your babies that I love you, man, you're doing yourself a dishonor. You're doing yourself a dishonor. Because when you tell somebody you love somebody, man, what you're telling me is that you love yourself. What I've learned from Pepe is my perspective. If I see shit out there, it's probably because I have some shit in here. And I've had to learn to change my thinking. And that's why I have sponsees. That's why I have a sponsor. That's why I have a sponsor. I was sitting with a couple of sponsees the other day, just listening to them. All they want is their wife to love them. And he doesn't know how to ask his wife to love him. They have a 12-year-old daughter. And I mean, that's pathetic. That we can live with somebody and not appreciate each other. Women think he's pretty good, but they don't live with him. Other men probably think his wife is okay, but they don't live with her either. Something about who we live with, we can't seem to have that connection sometimes. We could have it with secretaries. We could have it with a milkman. But we cannot have it with the person we go to bed with every day. It's because we ain't got a life, some of us. And thank God for Narcotics Anonymous, where I could talk about something other than me. Honey, how are you doing today? What can I help you out with? I'm sorry. I don't want a commitment. This is what my old lady told me when I told her, "Honey, you know what? I don't know about this commitment." She said, "When you stuck it in, it was a commitment." So 20 years later, when me and this girl got together, this other new lady in my life got together, and she wanted more than I wanted to give her, and I said no. And we agreed that it was just going to be friendship, good time. And she doesn't talk to me now. You know what? And what's sad about that is because I hurt her. When you put your heart out and somebody does not want it, that's pretty much a big rejection. I don't care how much common sense and understanding you both said. We just want physical, nothing more. When you get naked and make love, it's pretty close to folks. I'm sorry. You can't get much closer than that most of the time. And so what I learned with this last relationship is to stop screwing you women. And it's kind of lonely at the top, too, believe me. But you know what? I'd rather not mess around with you than to hurt you and mess with you. And I know it hurts you to keep your legs closed. And I hurt you guys to keep your penis in your pants. But you know what, man? If you ain't got shit to offer, man, stay the fuck away from each other until you have something to give, man. And we all got something to give. Everyone in this room has something to give, man. You just don't believe it. You don't believe it, and I'm telling you, we are dynamite people, but we've been told a lot of bad information. We are what the Christians call born again. And we don't know. We're a bunch of kids in adult bodies, and we don't know how to talk, communicate. We don't, some of us, man. And I look to you to teach me how to tell somebody. The new line I have for a lady is, "You've made an impression on me." That is so decent and so nice. Rather than the, "Can I have your phone number for coffee? You know, do you go to meetings?" What the fuck you think I'm doing here, dummy? I'm in a meeting. I remember I told this girl three times my name. By the time I told her my name three times, she said, I know you're Alex and you're an addict. I had no rap. Unless I was loaded, I had no rap. My rap was like this. Ooh, I forgot there's babies here. What time is it?
Oh, wow.
So I thank you for being my teachers. I thank you for welcoming me, no matter how much time, if I have 32 hours or 32 years. I know what I have. I have Appreciate Saturday. I get to come up here and see some friends I haven't seen in a while, meet some new friends, and welcome you to Pasadena when you get tired of the day, the moment, when you're pissed off at this meeting for whatever silly reason. Drive up. We're only 2 hours away. This is too far away. If we had a good dope, you'd come over. You'd walk. I remember one time hitchhiking from L.A. all the way to Ventura for Reds. Pendejo. I mean, why? Why not? Why not? Why get loaded? Why not? And the thing that I use because I'm an addict is bullshit. Addicts are in this room and they're clean. You use because you're an addict who wants to get loaded. That's all, man. And it hurts. It hurts too much to be clean. And please grab a hold of someone before you go out there and think that medication's going to help you. Please, because I'm telling you, we're going to find you in the fields. We just lost a kid the other day, man. He couldn't handle being clean. He died. Committed suicide with overdose. And like I said, you know what? I heard a man from the other fellowship go back after 50 years. So you know what? It ain't over because somehow I have the bright thinking of thinking, you know what? It sounds like a good idea. Every time I pass that billboard with that blonde with a black velvet booze, I think me and her, Holmes, me and her. You know? But I could start off with her and then I'll wind up in Bakersfield with a cow licking my face. A real cow. And then I could be like some of my clients who've killed people and get 14 years. And one got 4 years. What am I going to complain about, man? What am I going to complain about? That I don't have $3 million in my pocket? If you gave me $1 million, I would be grateful for whatever moment I would. And then you put me in a room with three dudes who have $3 million each, then I'm going to feel insecure. I'm going to feel shortchanged. Why them? Why not me? I tell you, all I want, man, is to be serene. What is God's will, as Beppe says, is peace of mind, man. Some peace of mind where the brain will allow me to appreciate sitting next to you. Where is God? He's leaning, sitting right next to you, and you don't even know it. This poem I was reading, it says, God is not in cathedrals, he is not in synagogues, he's not in topaz, he is not in Indian shrines, he's not in legs wrapped around your neck, eating vegetables only. God is in the tiniest places, the tiniest places. He'll be there the minute you are ready, and hopefully you're ready. There's nothing like having God in your pocket. You don't need money, you don't need an old lady, you don't need an old man, you don't need kids. You appreciate them all even better if you have a God. If there's not a God, I'll suffer with that one when I get to wherever I'm going. Rather than to not believe and wind up in Bakersfield. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. The armpit of recovery, huh? I'm just waking you up. I know you're falling asleep. But you know what? God is in that chair. He's in that chair. He's up in that chair. He's sitting in your seat. You are it. You are the beginning and the end. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You're going to leave it up to a sponsor who's shortchanging himself to guide you? You're going to leave it up to your group who keeps breaking the traditions, who won't shut up while they're reading the 12 traditions? If you don't stand for your meeting, you better go start one and stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You got to stand up for Narcotics Anonymous. You got to represent. In a gentle way, tell somebody, please take your shit outside. Don't tell somebody across the room, hey, you can't say sober. Just tell them nicely. We have a wording here. We'd like to suggest it. You know, try this wording, this wording. Danny T. says, the difference between those who want to change N.A. and those who let N.A. change them is that we're kind of like the old saying is, we're in the A.A. and N.A.'s in the alley fighting over the same trash can. What are we fighting over? Words? Did you bring a newcomer tonight? When's the last time you picked up a newcomer and brought him to a meeting? I haven't in a while. So, you know, I got to do it again. It's about that time, but you know, I want to welcome you to another life. I want to welcome you to principles. I want to welcome you to a life where you could do almost anything you want, except, you know what, hopefully not hurt yourself and not hurt your brother. Hopefully you could find honesty. Hopefully you could find integrity. Hopefully, you know what, we don't have to watch you or be watched. If whatever you are doing or saying cannot be heard by somebody or seen by somebody, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. And what somebody does in their home, man, is none of your business. My buddy Kevin says, if I mind my own business, I'll be busy the rest of my life. That's why I became a counselor, to mind your business so I don't have to get into mine. And what happens with people like me is we get loaded because we don't switch hats. And if you don't switch hats and remember that first you're an addict, second you're whatever else, everything should revolve around your meetings, your recovery. Not your recovery revolve around her, him, or it. I know that's the way I was at the beginning. Please find your God. Please find your power greater than yourself. It used to be heroin, used to be meth, used to be cocaine. I'm suggesting it be N.A., your sponsor, the basic text. Get a commitment. Thank you for H&I commitment. Thank you for the coffee people. We could do without the secretaries. Everybody wants to be the secretary. And I appreciate the secretaries. But to fight over the position, that's what we used to do. Because we want to get up here and be noticed. We want to represent what? Lopez? I mean, a Delphine, I thank you all for your commitments, especially the coffee. I don't know about here, but if you don't have cigarettes and coffee at NA meeting, oh boy, it sucks. It sucks. You got to have your coffees and you got to have your cigarettes. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, addiction is more than just not using meth, heroin, cocaine, and weed and alcohol. You know, watch your other stuff. And I'll say this and be quiet. Behind you, I experienced jogging a few years ago, and I started getting into it again. I joined the LA Marathon, and I finished 23 miles. And the reason why I quit at 23 miles is because I found a bus stop, and I got on the bus. I was tired. I ran 13 miles. I walked 10 more because I couldn't pick up my legs anymore, and I found a bus stop, and I said, Mamunos, I am gone, brother. And you know what happened? Is what that taught me is what step one also deals with is knowing your limitations. If you do not know, you have too many women, men, toys, food, cars in your life, then you are going to be in trouble. One is too many, 1,000 is never enough, man. There's something to that. So please, if you are doing fine, give me your phone number. If you're feeling screwed up, give me your phone number. I'll be glad to communicate with you. I'm only a couple of hours away, man. So again, I want to thank Kiki. He says he's Kiki. A wannabe, you know, Kiki. Orale, Kiki. You tell Kenny Pooh that I said thank you for allowing me to come up here to share with my brothers and sisters that I love him and I can't wait to get his ass down to Pasadena and, you know what, share your Bakersfield N.A. Thank you mucho.
applause for our speaker.